Untrue and unfounded. Those are the words the Democratic candidate for Washington State Auditor is using to describe past allegations of fraud and theft. Troy Kelly yesterday was forced to address a long list of allegations contained in lawsuits relating to his work in the real estate title and escrow business. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
It was Kelly's Republican opponent, James Watkins, who brought the allegations to light. Watkins has launched a new campaign website, factchecktroykelly.com, that provides links to hundreds of pages of court documents involving Kelly and his businesses. Here's what Watkins told me on TVW's Inside Olympia program.
As soon as Mr. Kelly entered the race, my campaign got a series of tips about Mr. Kelly talking about misappropriation of funds, offshore accounts in Belize, even theft, suspicious fires, all sorts of weird stuff.
Watkins says he deployed a team of volunteers to dig up court records dating to 2001 in California. That's the year Kelly sued his former employer, First American Title, for wrongful termination. The company, in turn, accused Kelly of breaking into its offices and stealing artwork. It even produced grainy still images from a video surveillance camera. Kelly maintained he was in Washington at the time of the break-in. At a hastily called press conference in Olympia, Kelly was asked directly about the art theft.
I don't think that's me in the photo. I'll take a look at it. I've not seen it in 13 years, but I will look at it. My recollection at the time was they thought it was something that looked very different from me.
Kelly says his lawsuit against First American was ultimately settled. Then last year, Kelly was sued by one of his clients, Old Republic Title. The company levied several allegations against Kelly, chief among them that he misappropriated $3.8 million in fees that should have been refunded to title company customers. The lawsuit also accused Kelly of setting up an offshore account in Belize. Here's what Kelly says about that.
That was set up with a minimum balance by an outside attorney. When I found out about it, it was closed.
Kelly notes the Old Republic lawsuit against him was ultimately settled with no admission of wrongdoing on his part. Kelly calls the allegations contained in the lawsuit absurd and suggests it was politically motivated since he was a sitting state lawmaker at the time.
This was done to embarrass me, and now it's coming to fruit. This is the exact reason it was done.
In May of last year, Kelly tried unsuccessfully to get key documents in the Old Republic Title lawsuit sealed. In court filings, he expressed concern they would be used against him by future political opponents. The federal judge in the case denied that request. Kelly says many of the documents relating to his business dealings in Washington were destroyed in a 2008 fire. In addition to his role as a state lawmaker and candidate for state auditor, Kelly's a judge advocate general and lieutenant colonel in the Washington Army National Guard. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.